Shir Mem Aleph in Kedushin, continued by Rosh Hashiva, Yudal Tzivan Hitoshim Mem Hei, June 3, 1985, on Monday, continued.
Even the Mangoma, who says his lakam is mutar, but the Mokim Chil Hashem is certain. The question is, so why does the Torah have to mention the process of the Chishak and Kedeo and the Yotibish and Saligia? There is a lot in the Torah with the Chalosh and Koch. And the Sfar is the Mokim Chil Hashem is also. So even by Abeda Sakum, the Gemara says in Bova Kame, the Mokim Chil Hashem, even the Abeda Benakum is also. So, we need a special process. To ask a Chil Hashem, everybody knows that Chil Hashem is a big Aveira. It's a lovely rice. Why does the Torah have to mention a special posse in Kineo and Yotam Shasaile? There's a Chil Hashem Kochi. The Midash to be said in Israel, there's a Chil Hashem Kochi. It's mashma. Here there is a special aloch. Be looking for Chil Hashem is also. So the Chacham Tzvi, that's why I remember the Chacham Tzvi. The Jewish Chacham Tzvi raises that question. And the Chacham Balojanea praises, in that scene, in Chutam Shuras, he praises the Chacham Tzvi's children about his life. He praises it. Mishabeach and Mifoya. So the Chacham Tzvi raises that question. Not the question, but the special question. So Chacham Tzvi gives a very reasonable answer. And there is a kind of logic there, I don't know, like reason. It's very disturbing. He says, of course, without the possible competition from Kineo, and Yotri Shachayim, we know that everybody admits that the Mokim Chil Hashem is also, because of the love, the Paise, or the Zechal Hashem Kochi. So it's a long device. And it's a big abeira. I mean, it's one of the chmoids. I mean, Kippur is not mechapar on Chil Hashem. But suppose now, but Chil Hashem can be done in many ways. Suppose it doesn't have an akum, but it just acts in a recurrent way, especially if someone who is a Bentor or has the semblance of a Bentor acts in a recurrent way. So he's also even love of this Chalashim Kedushin. But suppose he will be an aided Kedushin. Will the Kedushin be blocking the Isaac? No one will pass him. The Tidei, unfortunately, there are so many Orthodox Jews, and sometimes even certain people who allegedly, unfortunately, sometimes in Rabbonim, to our shame, act in Chil Hashem many times, unfortunately. That's the biggest tragedy that overtakes Orthodox Jews today, Nekna Chil Hashem. So will anyone pass through? That if somebody and the same people who are in Chalas Hashem, so are any of the vision, will anyone pass them, that the vision is not only the book? Will the book of the book has each other? Because not for every Aveira, if somebody is in there, so he's posterior to the eyes, in order to be posterior to the eyes, exactly what the Lord is. One of two things, one of two kinds of Averas. Either is either an Avera, she is from Altes or Torres, Mr. Shemayim or Mrs. Desti. Let's say it's the Avera, it's Chazar, he's Michal Shabbos or he's Michal Yomte. So it's possible it's Mr. Isaac. If he's Michal Yomte Purish, not after Shabbos, and not after the Pahesi, not after the Pahesi. So, even the Tzina too, and even if he's Michal Yomte, the Tzina, or it's Nivele, it's Prentel, it's Pesach B'Cholo, or he wears Shachnez B'Nezi. You see, I see, I am the know the Chinyon Nisa. So maybe even when they are totally Japanese, some are like Jews and observing Jews. So we wear chapels. Sometimes you can find the Jew who is marked and covered with soil, but he will not be marked in chapels. So they change it. They change it. So it's not for slaves. But if somebody is in there, Allah, he is an officer, police, on the Shemayim, on the Bezim, the Navy, he's for slaves, guys. Then, suppose somebody steals, he's in Gamut, he's in Gazlan, he's in all the Indies. So he's also for slaves, guys. Now, but Malvin, the Indies, whether he's for slaves, with a nice in Mahlekes and Shemim, some of Shemim, Rashi Shike, is, that Malvin the Libis is only possible in the world. Why? Even though he takes money in Kadesh where he did, because the other fellow gives it to him guide. But most of the Shemin and Sakharov from all of his, that is possible in the rice. But there was no Malkes for stealing, for dazzling. The answer is Roshi Lechomus. So there are two types of Rishonim who are possible in a Roshe in Habira of Malkes Torres and Shemayim is the present, is Posoides Peraise. Or a Roshe de Homos. What is a Roshe de Homos? An Habira of Likichas Amon. Likichas Amon. So even though there is no Malkes, no Torres, no Mizid Shemayim, so he's also Posoides, Posoides Peraise. What are Habiras? Roshe Nova is one of the biggest Habiras. Fortunately, we can say somebody who speaks Russian oral is not persuaded. Even the Rambam is not persuaded. But what time says is either how many love? I can't remember. Many love. Many love. It's either at least five love. So, but there is no Malkis on Russian oral. You see, the Chokhov on Sechov is the love being nice. So there is no Malkis, so he's not persuaded. Nothing in the Rabbah. So there is no aloha that for every love you become persuaded in the rice. So this is what Chatzvi says. Chatzvi raises the question, what does this to say? That the Mandoma who says Gezlach is Muter, but the mocking for Hashem. And mocking for Hashem doesn't mean when there is a Barak for Hashem. As long as there is a possibility that there will be a Chil Hashem. There will be a Chil Hashem, so that means you walk a Chil Hashem. Because no one will steal if it is known to everybody. Because then there will be females, there will be prostitutes. Those who steal will be cheat. So they'll do it under circumstances where they think they will not be caught. But since there is a possibility that they will be caught, even though he thinks that he will not be caught, as we see, unfortunately, it happens too many times in our midst. So then, it is also in the Raisa. So Mokhi Kol Hashem doesn't mean Vada Kol Hashem. Mokhi Kol Hashem means under circumstances where there is a possibility of Kol Hashem. So then it's also in the Raisa. So yes. So why do the Torah have to say the Chisham Kedeh? Not Chisham Kedeh. It's a lot of Mitzchaulashim Kodshim. So, that implies as long as there is a possibility of Kodshim, we're not allowed to do it. So, as he says, that's nothing. If the Torah hadn't written, hadn't mentioned the Chisham Kedeh, or the Chisham Kedeh, then it would be a Nisea. Then it would be a Nisea of this Chaulashim Kodesh. Of this Chaulashim Kodesh. Now, suppose a yeshiva. Now, the Sama Boni who gave a heck of, I don't agree with it. I heard it from the Chandisa Kodemski that the Tosa is a deed to write an advice from him. But there are some rabbonim who did that, that you're allowed to ride a bicycle. Of course, I'm shopping as it's also, because you carry the bicycle, and you carry yourself also, which is also in the rabbonim, even though Chai is this. But I don't know if you're allowed to carry it. The question is, can you write an advice on me? There's some other woman did it. I don't agree. If somebody told me in the name of the Chinese emergency that it's moving the hell, I don't. And there is no care for that on the ignoring date. I don't want to discover. But suppose some achiever will buy a bicycle and then he'll be the Chalas Hashem. He'll be either the love of his Chalas Hashem if he does. Assume, for argument's sake, I'm assuming now, I don't think so, but I'm assuming that it's me. But for be a Chalas Hashem, would it be possible? Yes, it is not possible. But Chalas Hashem is Chalas Hashem for Chi, in Kippur is not going to happen. In Kippur, Yisur is not going to happen. It's such a terrible affair. It's more serious in the Shemayim than Idi Mireille. Because Idi Mireille is so in Kippur is Mechata, and this in Kippur is not Mechata. But what is that in the Yara? It's more hopeful in the Shemayim than Idi Mireille, but when one eats Mireille, even though it's not as serious in the Shemayim as Chil Hashem, he becomes possible as the Isaac, and if he's made by Dushan, then Dushan is more important. And Chil Hashem, so he is Kachalayas, because there is no Malkus. Mashayim came, if he would dazzle on an Akku, he mocking Chil Hashem. So the Chacham Tzvi says there will be possible in the Isaac. Even though the Chisholm Peneo does not constitute a lab, it's like an essay. The Yotza Mishitzalim is like an Israelese. It's not a lab, but when it's Nadir of Homos, the Chacham Tzvi says, so then it doesn't have to be Elixir. It can be an Israelese also. As long as the Aveir is an Aveir of Nikki Hasmoni, then it becomes possible in this in the eyes. It becomes possible in this in the eyes. I'll tell you the truth, there are certain Jews, unfortunately, who are merely hetalatsmen to do all kinds of things. That are awesome. And they think they know the deen, like other halachas, they think they know the deen. So, and it's an Israelite of Hamas, so maybe they should be proselytes, but I'm not just showing proselytes, the latest, because unfortunately, they do it the shame because they think they know the deen better than anybody else. Oh, cheeky girl. Yeah. Come on, kid. Cheeky girl. Come on, kid. To bring home his fire, so the mission was there. The mission comes here. But the cheeky girl, oh, now come on, kid. So they are shaking. So they are kosholegas. They are kosholegas who are born to. But if somebody would know the deen, they would be kosholegas. No doubt. But fortunately for them, they don't know the good. So maybe they are hustling. This is what the Chacham Tzvi says. For once, I'm not going to mention the name of that person, but in Chicago, somebody came to my house years ago, probably 15 years ago, somebody, very awkward for me, I couldn't believe it, he came to my house and he asked me to shout out, because he has to specify the cause, call himself, sell it, or partner on this, so he wants to testify also, you know, so he says, but if I join the first policy, I won't be able to claim the money. So he said, because of that. So he came so angry. He started to speak to me and made me say, I'm the rabbi. I'm the rabbi.
So you knew the parents were shouting before he came, right?
Yeah, because he knows they're there. He probably. So he said, he'll have more money, he'll be able to give more money for his shit. Well, anyway, so this is what the Chacham Tzvi said. This is what I'm thinking. And the Prabhupada originally is Mishabeach, that simen, I think it's similar. Anyway, the Prabhupada originally mentioned the simen. It's similar. Now, he goes over all this. So he mentions this is all right. So that's the pshat. That's the pshat. And he says, here in Jewish, there's no doubt that this is the pshat. Now, I wanted to show what the smack says. He says, yes, the kasha. How is it possible that there should be mandala? He just says such a kasha, a strange kasha. So, how is it possible that one mandala says his Latin is more? It's inconceivable. It's inconceivable. I mean, that the Torah should allow Gezlat, just like that. So the smack says, that the Melitza says, of the six Latin. So, I think so. I think it's in the oasis that we see. It could be mentioned in the Esser of the Ancients, like Zayla, but I think it's in the oasis because two such words fall on one underneath the Sasei and one underneath the Slaces. I think it's in the oasis of the Sisei. So he says that Mandoma means is that if a certain Akum was Mitzayah in Israel, a certain Akum was Mitzayah in Israel, so then one Mandoma says that Israel who was hurt by the Akum, so he's allowed to Gaza. He's allowed to Gaza. So he says that this is what ordinarily under normal circumstances he's not allowed to Gatri. There is the possibility of the Bishop of Geneva and the Yotzi Shasayeve. So how could he be allowed to Gaza? But only Akum Shetzial Israel. This is what the smack says. However, there are some who say something similar, but not exactly the way the smack says. Because the smack says that it's only mutea to gather in the mandoma if the case of Akum Shetzial in Israel. But other Rishim mentioned this, and they mention other situations where it's mutar, and they link it to the circumstance of Chil Hashem. Now, let's see the Betis and what you see. Now the Rosh.
Is also the Mutinoche,
בזמן שהויסו יד ישראל כיפו האומס היך נישה היכו נישה ולעק ופוטה how can we conceive such a thing that his lachem is not there? And naturally, if the halacha is that his lachem is not there, so there will be many Jews who will take advantage of this halacha. So then, the akum will, every akum will be left penniless, is not a bias. How can we conceive such a thing? The answer is that Akum is mutter only in the case of Tziyar Yakum. For in Peel, Shemesim, and Kelo, Avol Hecha, Vikechu Hashem, is also. So in other words, so the Rosh, that's the Rosh, so the Rosh mentions the same thing, but he mentions the example given by the Smag. But it doesn't seem that the Smag and the Rosh have the same shape. Because if the smag had the same shite as the rosh, and the rosh shite stays the shite, except the tale says that the rosh mentions certain examples where there is no chilash. For example, if, let's say, the akum hit the Jew, then the Jew guzzles from him, so then there is no chilash, because that's the mentality of the goyim. They think of being, there is no such a thing. Would it be heter, let's say, if one Jew hit another Jew, so would it be heter for the other Jew who was badly beaten by the aggressor to gather something from him? What is one thing to do with the other? Just because he's a terrible person, he hit him, does that mean that I'm allowed to gather from him, to take a shabbat putter or even pocket a shabbat putter? Not allowed. One has nothing to do with the other. But from the point of view of the mentality of the Ichabi, it's under such circumstances. He's right, he's justified. Some melee, there is no chalashah. Because most going, most Ichabi, will approve of what he's holding. So Mele, according to Amandoma, so Gezlatum is me. So in other words, so according to the Rosh, so it's not that the heter of Gezlatum applies only to the case of Akum Shetzir Yisrael. The heter of Gezlatum applies to every case where the circumstances are of such character that the Yehovim will not criticize. So if the circumstances are of such character that the Yehovim will not criticize and will not say the Jews are bad, they are immoral, so then it's moved. Mashiach came. The smag, from the smag it's mashma. The smag it's mashma. That it's not based upon the fact that there is no circumstance of chilash. Because if the smag had meant the same thing, he would have said what Ezra says and what the Rosh says, and he would have mentioned the tzio of Hakum Shetziar in Islam. But the smag doesn't mention Arot Yehuda, only this seal, and he doesn't mention Chumash. So it's a riot that according to the smag, it's a special halacha that Gezel Akum is muter according to that mandoma in the specific situation of Akum Shet Tziar Yisrael. How can that be explained? If we explain it like the Rosh says, then we understand. So that stays a shite. That's the Tzeres HaKosov of the Chishach Mikenei of Yotzim Shasayibel, that wherever there is a circumstance of the passive of Chol Hashem, he saw some of the Rai said, between us guests and his postulators, not because of Chol Hashem, like somebody, you know, who acts in an important way, especially when the Torah acts in a common way, then the Yitzhak for Hashem will not be possible in this. Even if you'll be Mechala, Mechala's Hashem 1,000 times a day, he'll still not be possible in this. But here it's a Yitzhak Gezbo Mokit for Hashem. But the smack says something else, so what's the Pshatnitz? Now, the Chidushi Aram in Sanhedrin, he says that the reason, he also says, why does one and Omar say, because the Bachman is not that? All the Apsukim, the Bishop in Geneva, and the Yotso Bishma Sayyebe, so how could it be not that? So he says, the reason is why, because the Bachman is not that, but the Sharam is never, that period of Mises. So, that Gemara, the Tzugia, the Beneach, is Muzar ala Gezel, Gezel, Gozel, the Tomach, the Kasteya, the Muhammad, so it's Muzar. So Kedusha Aram says, that's the Posik of the Gemara mentions in the Rekhanah. The Pasuk in the Haftor of Shmuel, the second day of Shmuel, is Omar Vayimedi Deretz, Ro Vayater Goyim. Or Sheva Mitzvahs, she kibu alim neach, kibu shalom kibu, omad vihiti amomenom minisla. So, in other words, now what did the Gemara say? Mentioned that Fosik in connection with Shirsh of Yisrael, she nogach Shirshla. Now, the Mishnah in the Lokamida from Zion and Zay says, Shirsh of Yisrael, she nogach the Shirsh of Akum Fosik. Mishalakum shenodach v'sheir shal Yisroel v'nitam v'nuev mishal v'nirichal. So then the Gemara says, so what's the halacha? That if v'sheir shal Yisroel is nigeach v'sheir shal Akum, so then he's potter. Even if he's a nuev. And if a share shall akim is negiach, a share shall Yisroel, so even a tam pays in election. It's a very complicated Gemara. So the Gemara that from Tres and Galed has the Kashi. Share shall Yisroel, share shall akim, but shall akim, share shall Yisroel, and tam good, and shall election. I'm very much. Irein dafke. The Akum Kinogab in Israel Namel, if Rei, when the Torah says, Ki Igach Sheh, Nisha Sheh Rei, so it's Dabke Rei, means Israel, so the Akum Kinogab, the Israel Namel Ekta, so the Mishnah should say, Sheh Shal Yisrael, Sheh Nogab Sheh Shal Akum is Potter, Vishal Akum Sheh Nogab Sheh Shal Yisrael, Namel Potter. Wie rei ob abdavke? Akim di Yisrael kenoga de akum name lechai. Oma rebabuye, oma ko, oma vaymedi de eretz. Ro vayata goyi. Ro sheva mitzve she kibu aroi min neya. Kibgen, kibem shalom kimu, oma vihiti amomeno mi Yisrael. Oma vihiti amomeno mi Yisrael. The Pasuk Chabad. So in Shmikbetzes you'll find a Machlokes Rishayim. What does the Torah, what does Rabbi Avuye say? What does Rabbi Avuye say? The Gemara is the Kash. What is the Tanakh of the Mishnah hold? Does he hold that Reil Dafke or Reil Lata? So what's the task of the law? Is Reil Dafke or Reil Lata? So there are some Rishayim who say so that some machine say that Rabbi's test is that indeed Reim is Daf. Now, if Reim is Daf, okay, so then we understand as why the Mishnah says, Sheir shall destroy, Shinogach, Sheir shall Akim is Torah. But the question arises, why does the Mishnah say that Sheir shall Akim, Shinogach, Sheir shall destroy is Chayav? So if Reim is Daf, okay, so Sheir shall Akim, Shinogach, Sheir shall destroy should also be Torah. Teretzim is Enachana. Mikhail in a Dawacha should be that even in the case of Sheir shall Akim, Shinogach, Sheir shall destroy, so he's also Potter. The Akim is Potter. He doesn't have to pay. The Jew doesn't have to pay, and the Akim doesn't have to pay. But it's a special Knas because the Meneach were not the kind Zionist Meneach, and especially in Yolam Mechaber, they didn't care about hurting other people. So Mele, we counsel them that they should pay. The best thing should be Mechayev them. In Ezek Sholem, we will need them. So Rabbi Venus says, Omar Vitam Aminim Yisrael, Rosha Azorim Delev Ralehem, Uchshutim Al Shein Mitzulim Shel Mitzvahs, Vikol Shein, Shein Em Mitzirim Mitzor Asachem, Vifichu Hakonso Makosu, Kim Shiish Nerushem. Then Talmidei Rabbi Peretz, they are chilek. And Talmidei Rabbi Peretz, so they say, Talmidei Rabbi Peretz say, that Rabbi is saying the Teretz that indeed Reu is Labdak. Now if Reu is Labdak, then we understand as to why Sheir shel Akim, Shinogach, Sheir shel Yisroel is Chayav. But then the question is, so why Reu is Labdak? So Sheir shel Yisroel, Shinogach, Sheir shel Akim should also be Poter. The answer is, as Sheir shel Yisroel, Shinogach, Sheir shel Akim should also be Poter. I mean, should also be Chayav. So why does the Mishnah say Sheir shel Yisroel, Shinogach, Sheir shel Akim is Poter? This Rabbi says, Mikra didine, if not for a knas, the halacha should be that Sheir shel Yisroel, Shinogach, Sheir shel Akim should also be Chayav. Just like Sheir shel Akim, Shinogach, Sheir shel Yisroel. But that's a knas. Because they are not chainers, I need this, and they were zoning, and they didn't mind hurting and damaging other people. So, because of that, we cancel them. And we cancel them by discharging the soil, by removing the soil from our body. This is how Talmidei Rabbi Peretz he explained. Now there is in the third Chilik Achiezer, there is a remarkable scene by Chaimiza. So he discusses it. What does it mean? The Gemara says, adapted and not adapted. As a matter of fact, he points out that the Rambam Shita is like Talmidei Rabbi Peretz. That the Torah of the Gemara Reu is Lama. What does it mean, Reu Lama? The Torah says, Shaykh say Dafke, Lama Dafke, and Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah here is Shaykh say Lama Dafke. How do you say Shaykh say Lama Dafke? The Torah says Reu. So the Torah doesn't mean Dafke Reu. How is it considered? The answer is this. So Tamila says, it's not a Poshu Tamila. He says, of course, every word that the Torah says is dark, but the question is an akum nichlal in rei? In rei? In the traditional nichlal rei. So if we say reu dakke, then it means that in the traditional nichlal reu, only Yisroel is nichlal. Not enough. And if we say Reu Lav Dafke, and I can put out some people Reu. And if you don't some people Reu, as a matter of fact, Rabbi Mechayev, in his Perush on the Torah, so he mentions a Raya, that in the traditional Mikra, he doesn't discuss this Gemara, but the Jewish are equal.
Thank you.
Pesach made. So, a prosit of Pesach made. Pesach made Beis Riacho. So he says, if somebody is chinning, the day bites of an Akim, he's also even alive. So he mentions the riot on a certain prosit in connection. It's in connection with the shayla, the loans that were made by the Israelites from the Egyptians, but I don't find the pasuk in that right now. So they are referred to, the Egyptians are referred to as the reah to the Israelites, so he says that. That an Akum is also Nichon Reach. So this is what one is. Reu Dafke Reilada. If we say Reu Dafke, so it means that an Akum is not Nichon Reach. But if we say Reu Dafke, don't mean Chasvishon Reu Dafke. It means an Akum is also called Reach. Is also called Reach. But the question is, doesn't the Gemara learn out from Sukkim Kiit and Nishal Reil, Kesef and Kelim Mishmeh, Reil Rishal Akum. It says that's when the Reil is the purpose, when the Torah didn't have to say Reil. The Torah says Reil, so with a special kavone, so it's Mimayta. But when the Reil is not the purpose, when the Torah has to say Reil in order to be Mimayt, in order to be Mimayt, Hekdesh, then an Akum is also Nichol Rei. So Talmid Rabbi Peretz, they say that the Maskona of Gemara of Rabbi is that Reu Lav Dafke. So maybe Reu Lav Dafke, so we can understand this why she Yashol Akum Shema Rashi Shol Yisrael is higher. But then the question arises, why is she Yashol Now look at cases. Omar Vihitir Mominum in Israel, Mashma Dafke Binyan Ze, Shenogach Shir Shalom Shir Shalom, Uman the Omar, so that's like our Talmidei Rabbi Peretz, Uman the Omar with Basre. Gezel Akum is Rosea Miches, Abul Mando Oma Mutea Kosh. So Kashal Yudia, Sheer Shalem, Sheer Shalom. So the Marshal changed the gears in the thesis. Why? Because the Marshal assumed, like the Rishim, that the Maskot of the Gemara is the train is dark. So if Reil is Dafke, so the Din mentioned the Mishnah. Shir Shem Yisroel, Shir Shem Yisroel, Shir Shem Yisroel, is here. Doesn't they explain? What does they explain the other thing? Shir Shem Yisroel, Shir Shem Yisroel, is higher. That's on the basis of the class. That's on the basis of the class. Mashiach, but we don't have to change the class. Because we see there are so many Mishnah. There are so many Mishnah who say that the Pshat in the morning is Rabbahuye, comes from Maskone, that Reu is Lavdavke. If Reu is Lavdavke, so the Din of Sheer Shalom Yisroel, Sheer Shalom Yisroel, Sheer Shalom Yisroel, Sheer Shalom Yisroel, Chayev, is Nire. But the question of why is Sheer Shalom Yisroel, Sheer Shalom Yisroel, not Chayev, why do you say Potter? That's because of Ignaz. So Jesus says, now if we don't change the Yosef, so then there is something very remarkable in this thesis. What does Jesus say? So Uman Domar Kerit Basta, Gezlakum is Oseer is Niche. Uman Domar Muter is Koshe. What's the Pshat? Here, it's not the question of Muter or Oseer. Here the law is the church of Israel, Shenetach Sheshvakum, is poter. He doesn't have to pay. So Mele, if he doesn't have to pay, so what is it to do with Gezel Akum? He doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay. So apparently, cases abuse with what the Chiddushi Aram says. The Chiddushi Aram says, the Chiddushi Aram in Sanhedrin says, that the reason is why one Tame holds Gezlakum is Muter, is because of the Zerzakosu of Omar Bamiri, the Eretz Hor, Vayak again. Omar Vita Momenum Shalom Yisroel. But this, the Gemara says, in connection with Shir Shalom Yisroel, Shalom Vashir Shalakum, or Shir Shalakum, Shalom Vashir Shalom Yisroel, as the Mashal says. So it's not just the Heta Tidaza. Obviously, the Chiddush Aram holds that the Aloche of Shir Shalom Yisroel, Shinodach Shir Shalakum Yisroel, or Shir Shalakum Shinodach Shir Shalom Yisroel, Yischayev, Nezik Shalom, Matam Yimuyev, whatever, I mean, I don't want to discuss that question. That's another machlokes. It's not that it's not a tour. It's higher. Or if we say like the machal, so then it means if an akum, a shir shal akum, if you hear a shir shal Yisrael, so then the Akum is potter, because Reyul Davke. So the Akum is potter, like Shir Shal Hekdesh, Shenurah Shir Shal Yisroel is potter, because Reyul Davke. So here also the Akum is potter, but this is... That's why we have to resort to a special Zerzakoso, because otherwise how could Besdin collect from the Akum in order to compensate the Jew whose shale was nigah by the shale of the Akum? He's put there because Reil Davke. So because of his special zirzakos, Abo imandom amuter is koshy. And what would be the rams teretz would be? That's exactly why the mandoma says gezlak mizuter. And that's the pshat in the smag. In the smag mentions that Gezlakum is muter only the mocking Shorakum Tziyare in Yisroel. Why? Because of Omar Vihitam Omeinim Shol Yisroel. And Omar Vihitam Omeinim Shol Yisroel is only in this case. In other words, a Yisroel as a heter to gazel from the Akum, to collect from the Akum, in order to compensate himself for the damage and the hurt done to him. So that would be the smack steretz and this discussion. What? Excuse me, yes. What?
Gezlakum mutter, according to Tosus, is a heter gomer, but according to the Ran, that's exactly this halacha?
That's exactly this. Yeah, that's right. According to the smack, so that's this halacha, that's what it means. Tziyar in Israel. Like, Shir Shalakum Shinodach Shir Shalakum Israel. In other words, he was a case of damage. But he's potter, because Rayu Dapke, he's potter. But he has a heter. He has a heter to reimburse himself from the heter, even though there is no chiyuv of him in common. That's the smakshi. Masha'in came. Masha'in came. Masha'in came. The Rosh, that the Shita faces, he mentions the Akum Shetzir Yisrael as one of the examples of the circumstances where there is no Chilasha. But there might be other examples. But the Sman doesn't mention it as one of the circumstances where there is no Chilasha. Because the whole Heter, is only to compensate himself for the damage in the Tzar done to him by God. Now, but then the question arises, so how will the Tzar explain the Gemara in the Metzien? So we should according to the Rosh that Akum Shetzir Yisrael is only a circumstance of no Hashem. So it applies here too, because then no one will criticize, the Goy will not criticize the Jew who, instead of eating, let's say, the Peres on the spot, he puts it in the basket. What people do with anything? Where they eat it on the spot, or he puts it in the basket on the contrary. If you eat it on the spot, then you will be angry at him because he messed up from the place. But if he puts it in the basket and eats it in his own, you'll be happy. So again, it's not a circumstance of Kalashen. But according to the smart, that actually Gezrachim is also. But it's a special heter, as the Ram says, because Omat Vitam Omeinon, and Omat Vitam Omeinon is not in all situations. Only in a situation like Shir Shalachim Shalogach, Shir Shalim Spot. So, in other words, so then there is Tziar in Israel. So, but here the Gemara says, the Gemara has the Kashi. So what's the Kashi? But Zil is not Muta ordinarily. It's Muta only in the case of Akum Shetzir Yisrael. But here it's not Akum Shetzir Yisrael. So the answer is, what's the Aloch Akum Shetzir Yisrael? In other words, he's allowed to gazel the Akum to reimburse himself for something. So in this, the smart will explain the Gemara like the Ritva, that the Aloche of Riachor Rishal Akum doesn't have reference to the Kenya policy, but in respect to the whole Aloche, that the payah can be Bishas Miloche, so only if he works for reviving the Yisrael, but if he works for reviving of an Akum, so then he doesn't have the schus to eat from the crop, from the pears. He doesn't have the schus. So the Gemara is the Kashi, Bishlo Mandoma, that Gezel Akum is Oseya. So Niche. So that means Gezel Akum is Oseya, even for the purpose of reimbursing himself and compensating himself for damage occasioned to him. Some melech niche. So that's why the Torah says, if he works for Yisrael, then he has the schus of eating peras, bishas v'lochem. But if he works for Nakam, he doesn't have the schus. But according to Mandona, Gezlakam is mutter on the basis of omatihitem umayim Yisrael, so he's allowed to take away something from the Akum, even if he doesn't have the legal schus, just to reimburse himself, to compensate himself for the damage occasioned. So here too, he works for the Akum, so he wants to compensate himself, an extra bonus for working. He's entitled to his salary, all right, the Akum pays him, but he wants an additional salary, and then he wants to eat, instead of spending his own money on lunch, so he wants to eat. So it's like reimbursing himself for the damage occasion. So here it's also to reimburse himself for the tirche, an extra raise for his salary. So bishlami, if we say that gezlakum is osea, so even for the purpose of reimbursing himself for damage for sustain, for tzar sustain, he's not allowed. Unless he has his illegal light. And here, the Torah says, he only has a legal light in case he works for Yisrael, not in case he works for Nakum. But according to Mandoma, the Akum is Buddha. So without a legal light, he can take away the Akum's money to reimburse himself for the damage occasioned by the Akum. So here, for the tirche occasioned by the Akum, he worked for Nakum. Pays him his salary, but he wants a higher salary. He wants a lunch too, to reimburse himself. That's the shite. Now, then, according to that, to the Gilse, we have in place with the form of Zion, so we can answer the Kasha that Chacham Roshaner and the Friedman discussed in that Tzimmer, in Chutam Cholosh, because Rashi in Sanhedrin says, Rashi in Sanhedrin says that price that holds a Gezel Akum is Mutea, Akum is all Mutea, so see it's a Machleke symbol of Kami. Rashi in other places also says, in prayers in Bolitzir, in Machlokes in Bolokami. So Tesis is Masik, in Bolokami, the Machlokes is in regard to, of course, all the same, not in regard to Gezel Mamesh. So the answer is, Tesis, Rashi holds that the Mandoma, who says Gezel Akum is Mutea, also has reference to, of course, all the same, not to Gezel Mamesh. There is no Mandoma who holds that Gezel Mamesh is Mutea. And that's the mashmuyis of Tesis in the Rukhanda from Zion. The way it's now text, not the way the Mashal
children. Rashi is at the smile.
What?
Rashi is at the smile.
No, not necessarily. He doesn't have to hope on the smile. The smile has an additional shit there.
No, I don't mean like being inside, but the basic.
That's right, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Okay, so that's what we are. We didn't cover much.
Shir Mem Beis in Kiddushin by the Shishiva Chav Sivan Etov Shemem Hei, June 9th, 1985, on Sunday.
Now, I don't remember. Did I go over the Gemara in Borokami inside? No, I did not. So you have to go. You should have the Gemara in Borokami. There are two Gemaras in Borokami that we have to go over. One in Gizel Machil and one in Shir Shemar. In prayer team, in prayer team, samuchsin below nikisha gabolin beinik menzok. In other words, if you want to get change, so you cannot go over to the cashier of the tax collectors and get change. Why? Because it's gezel. It's possibly gezel, not a bad gezel, but possibly gezel. Because the tax collectors, they sat many times, they grab taxes illegitimately. They will make shal gaboy, they make them doko. To accept charity from them, you cannot, because it might be gezel. But let's say somebody is a tax collector and from his house he takes change, so then there is a presumption it's not the money that he grabbed from the people, that's his own money. Rashi Pirkei Avos Loim Putis Miyad Muchtin Little Aputis Metivosom. The nation of Moses, America, the Philippian Gabbai, America, she did it to Kessel, Kudilis, Bahamune, different kind of taxes. Kudilis was a head tax per capita. Anyone with a head had to pay tax. And Bahamune means a merchandise. Okay. Mithilbezi shall look as the Moish, only in a shook, he is the Moish, the shook, she will take a Kudilis and that. Tone. Aber Mason in Pinea, the Nasil is a shop. Hoy a higher blue putteis, in Muches in Ameches, Bishop a hot in Pinea, vainly a putteis, Nasil in Pinea Kesse, whom you cabal in men of putteis, Bishop a hetzia in Fleshik Matamir. Now that has to be explained, it's not our Indians, I don't want to spend time on it. Monica, if we assume that it's gezel, so what kind of matter is it? Kimatron Yodet? If it's gezel and before Gilch, so is it gazel manesh? So is it gezel me a gazel? Killing Gilch, so there is definitely legally signal. So what kind of matter is matron Yodet? Matron Yodet? So even more connected moment. So there is no. The Shaman raised that question. So they say that actually it's only a possibility that it's gezel. They are shooting the tax collectors, they're not the kind of people. But it's very likely that it's not gezel. That it's not gezel. So neither I say it's nothing more sad. Neither I say it's not even more sad. So, but in the Rabbanon it's also because of the possibility it's gezel. So melee in the case where it's matzel yodo, so then it's muta. Why is it also in the Raisa? Monifsha, there is something. It's making the Raisa of Omre. So we have to explain it on the basis of Doroshim Mishavim. So Doroshim Mishavim can apply to gezel also. In other words, it's not a situation, it's only a possibility. It's only a possibility. So maybe the rabbi say it's not there. Because the Russian is having, he's not having to take from him a gezel coin. Perhaps he's not having, so even if it happens to be a gezel coin, it's not possible. Someone who is right knowledgeable wrote in a certain journal, he was quite knowledgeable, but I think I made a mistake. So he discussed nuclear war from the point of view of the Allah. Now, that is a shaila that applies to Goyim as well. It applies to Goyim as well, because Shechodom is one of the Zion mitzvahs. Meneach. Now, unfortunately, the Goyim, even President Reagan, doesn't ask Rabbanim and Shailas, he doesn't consult them in Feinstein, whether it's all right or not. But that's unfortunate. But suppose they would ask the Shailas. So we have to know what answer to give them. We have to be ready in case they do ask the Shailas. So he discussed it. So he said that we flew nuclear war is awesome. Even if it's defensive war, let's say, like in the Second World War, where Japan, you know, attacked the United States. So that applies to going to the Nenea, that's the Gimorites and Eddie. The law of trading applies to the Nenea also. But as far as Abolhog Hashim Hog is concerned, so it only applies to those individuals who are the aggressors. But nuclear war would involve civilian casualties who are not the aggressors. The truth is, I wrote about it, that there's an extra halacha of Abolhog Hashim Hog on the collective level. That's the Nefesh Tanchumi. Tzriras HaMidyonim Kitzirim Hem Lachem. Kitzirim Lachem. So, Mikamonu Chachomim Abolhog Hashim Hog. So the Rav Amiri, in Sanhedrin, so he more it, and Abolhog Hashim Hog, so he says, what does the Torah say such a halacha? So he says, there's the drosha of Nefesh Tanchumi. Rashi says in Broches, the connection with Latin Ches, with the one who killed the Moser, Habolohom, Atiromo, Habolohom, Hashimon. So Rashi says, what does the Torah say such a halacha? In the parsha of Machteres. In Machteres, in Motze, Adano, Vihuko, Vimes, in the Domi. Why in the Domi? Yes, he had to, the Balbais, he had to kill the Gali Machteres. Not that there is no Yisrael Tziche vis-a-vis Gam. But the Gemara says, the Gamma goes with the intention, if somebody breaks in, so it is with the intention, he'll kill the Balabais, in case the Balabais will try to stop him. So, really, Abolohom Hashimon. So, why would Rav Amiri mention the Roshe of when there is a parsha in the Torah? So, the answer is there is another Aloha in the Roshe of the Tanchumi, of Habolohom for Hashimon, about an collective one. Let's say like Japan in the Second World War. So it's not only he or Hito was raided. The whole Japanese state was raided on a collective level. So anything that is indispensable towards warding off, you know, the aggression of the raiding on a collective level is moved out. So in Mele, of course, we have to reduce the possibility of civilian casualties to the very minimum, and anything that is not indispensable, so he certainly also misashivagomi. But whatever is indispensable, so there is alpha. But he doesn't mention that. But he mentions another hacker. And I mean that makes him make a mistake, because he happens to be a scholar. And he means Rosh Hashanah, I mean, he's quite knowledgeable. So I'm not mentioning his name, but it's a big wonder. So he says that there is an effort. In other words, because of Domashim in his heart. In other words, when somebody drops a nuclear bomb, he's not mishaving to hit civilians, he's mishaving to hit the aggressors' minds, who are really not civilians. But sometimes, unfortunately, it hits children, women and children, who are not the aggressors' minds. But it's not a situation. So Doshi mishaving to do that. So then he starts discussing. Because today, unfortunately, it might be a situation too, you know, the coming man, it's a situation too. And he goes into all the clothing and a seed, the aloha, Doshim is having with the flight of Tzich. But he's making one mistake. The aloha of Doshim is having has exceptions. It doesn't apply to Mitzvah. Basically, the parasha of the Tziyah B'Shvoto. In other words, if somebody, what the Torah discussed in the parasha of the Tziyah B'Shvoto, somebody chops wood in the forest, and then a branch falls upon a person who unfortunately and inadvertently, I mean not to the knowledge of the Ritzeya, was there in the forest and killed him. So he has to go bolus. He has to go to seal something. But his notion is happening. The answer is this parasha of the Tziyah B'Shvoto, which Gogo implies that the Dalab of Nisirtzah is not subject to the Halacha of Dalab of Nisirtzah. It's the Dalab of Nisirtzah. But the Dalab of Nisirtzah is. I mean, I think that's the pshat. I mean, I'm sorry for getting off the tangent, but I wanted to mention that Halacha in connection with this Gemara. Umuchs. So, Bo'amah Shmuel didn't Malchus Edineh. Didn't Malchus Edineh. Omar Abkhani Leba Kan Omar Shmuel B'muchel She'in Lei Kitzlo. B'muchel She'in Lei Kitzlo. So, now I spoke privately to my son-in-law, Father Marcus, so he told me that all the Canadian newspapers and the first page, the headlines, is full with the Gemara of Gezrach Mita. They chose how, what irresponsible behavior by those Jews who are involved in translating Gemara, and they are Maratim too, you see. They don't know the Pshat Gemara, you see. So, what they can cause. So, there was one person, a bully, an anti-Semite, a Nazi, who was a teacher in high school or college. So he kept on for years preaching vicious anti-Semitism against the Jews. And he said that the Talmud allows cheating of going and robbing going and other things he mentioned and other things I don't even want to mention. I mean, a real Nazi. Anyway, so then the Canadian Jewish Congress raised the issue and brought it to the district attorney, so he's on trial, that boy. I think his name is Kings. He's on trial. And he said he wants to testify on behalf of himself. He doesn't want any lawyers because he can prove that whatever he said is true. So he testified in court. He testified in court that he studied from Zino, and there he saw that the Talmud says that Gezlakim is Muta. Gezlakim is Muta. Gezlakim is Muta. Why? Because, you see, when the Gemara was published in the original, not in Russian, you see, after how did they know Russian? So still, the deal in Israel refused to give us comment on the publication of the Bina Shas unless they put in what Arab Amiri says here. They put in. So, Dafke, and then Arab Amiri didn't say because of the censorship. That's the real Allah. So they put it in on the margin, in order that there shouldn't be a Chil Hashem and somebody will get the wrong impression of the Halachas. But these modern people from China, I mean, they don't require any Aschomet. They publish, they translate it, and they expose everything to the Goyim, and they themselves, many of them, they might have gone through Shas, but it doesn't mean anything. One can go through Shas and be an Amoratron. I saw such people. I mean, there's so much amaratias sometimes in the Sontino translation. I mean, it's all right to look up the Sontino if there is a word you don't know, especially in a habitat. You sometimes find a certain word you don't know what I mean. It's all right. But the use of tzinor is a terrible practice. It's a terrible practice. This is a good method, you know, not to become wrong, to use some tzinor. It's all right. I mean, I advise certain people who don't know the meaning of words to look up some tzinor, but not to learn from some tzinor. This is a terrible thing. Because those who translate it, the tzinor, first of all, there is apikorsis also in some of the grammars. Especially in math, there is Bible criticism. And in the Gemara too, sometimes, because the one who translated it, Rabbi so-and-so, Rabbi doctor, so he thinks he is a big man. So, whenever the Gemara mentions about mazikim, ruchas mazikim, so he doesn't know what it means. So he says that the Talmud was influenced by the superstitions. I mean, also there's apikorsis also in these. In the Nah, there is real Bible criticism in the Nah. Not on the Torah. On the Torah, there isn't. But on Mishnah Torah, there isn't. But on the Nah, there is real Bible criticism. But even on the Gemara, sometimes they have the chutzpah to put down that this was one of the superstitions that the Tanoim and the Maharoni adapted from the Babylonians, from this one, from that one. Anyway, there's a lot of Amarachis. And when Goy, or even a Jew, you know, who is not a Rambi, reads that Sansino, so it is the biggest Hilashem. And today there is so much of chaos. Somebody translates a Gemara, he's a big scholar, he can pass small childless, he translates the Gemara. In spite of the Amarachis. Anyway, there is a big Hilashem. And that's the reason as to why I elaborate so much on that Indian, because it's important to know. It's important to know. I told my son-in-law, I mean certain aloches, which is the real aloche. So he mentioned that. So he mentioned that he said in the Bakame, Homo gezo akum gezo yisroel, the real Hashem. So then there was some woman who studied yeshivas, they argued with him, he said, there is no such deceptor. So my son-in-law showed me the deceptor. So that's why it's important, you know, to know this deception, in order not to cause a tilashim. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Umuchsim bama shmur dinem malchuse dine. Omar abchanir bakame omar shmuel bimucha shenet itzvi. Where does the Mishnah say that we cannot prepare the tables of muchsim in kisha of aboyim? That is, the collector has no limit. He collects whatever he arbitrarily decides to collect. In other words, he wasn't appointed by the Malach. He just appointed himself. So of course, that's not the Malchus. So he's guessing. But if the Muches has a limit, he doesn't arbitrarily collect whatever he wants. He follows a certain law, certain regulations. So then, and he was appointed by the Malachos, so then you're allowed to change, to get change from him. Because it's not yet. Ike the master out. So far, the Gemara didn't mention the terrors that b'muchasach. So, the Rabbanan Amr was not Igil Maslaho. The Gilba should be flying up to the Basso of Bodhi. La Fria Vesam Echez. Masis to the Lord, the Rabbi Akive. He can be also Rabbi Echazam Echez. The Pshine Mem Shemro Akive. Mutra Vesam Echez. So there they don't discuss it from the point of view of guest. They discuss it from the point of view of a client, of Shabbos. In other words, the law of the Malchus was that an each extra baguette over and above the baguette that you use for wearing, you have to take this. But there is a minimum of godim which are free from the tax. Those godim that you frequently wear, so then you don't have to pay tax. But a baguette that you don't frequently wear, which most of the time is in the closet, you have to get what the law demands. You have to pay tax. Hashemi is supposed to receive certain benefits, shatnez, and he puts it on, then the tax collector will not charge it because he's wearing it. So he's wearing it, but he charges. So, he thought that Hashemi is chavim. All right, and his army is very gentle, so this is not our own. So, I come with three yelling at white, but they should say, Osea, because of Gezel, didn't know who said me. Bishon, the kind of Nazar, the Jews, had Mut and Nazar, the Jews, had Mose. Ela, we are based on Mechas, Mishore, and Moshmid, and Moshmid, and so it's Gezel. Omer of Khanin, and Bakhan, and Moshmuel, the Mucha Shemri Kitzvo, so it's not even all who say, the Rabbiana Amen Mukhasin in Melo. So again, the Mukhasakum, the Gemara didn't say it. The Ikedi Masne Aho, Nate in Aho in Ukhavom, Mukhsim, she shall come or she shall be slower, Aho P. Shady shall come or Aho P. Shady shall not. In other words, the law of Malchus is you have to pay tax on every food hour. But, no more, you don't have to pay. How come, I mean, that this in Israel, I mean, it was so liberal, I mean, to give the immunity to Tumor, I guess it has to. So that means that the Melochim that lived, you know, this man Chazal, were not so completely black as we think today. Today we think, I mean, the rulers in those days were completely black, and the rulers today are completely white. It's not so, I mean, the rulers in those days were not completely black, and the rulers today, even the biggest liberals, are not completely white either. So that was an immunity that was granted to Tumor. Now, suppose it's not Tumor. And he says it's Tumor. So the tax collector says to him, Tumor, take it away. Take it away, or not take it away. I mean, say, if it is not Tumor, I ask her, all day, Bosa. And the tax collector knows he's an Orthodox Jew, he's an observant Jew. So, in other words, if he takes such a shui or such a neder, some melee that's a raye, that it is Trumo. Because he took a neder, if it's not Trumo, then all the bosor should be also Trumo. So the law is, under certain circumstances, he can take the neder. And that's all the bosor. And in his heart, he will think it will be also only today. It's not so difficult, it's not being also one day. But he doesn't hear that. He doesn't hear that, so the Muchas thinks that he's asking Bosor for good, not just for the duration of the day. So it's okay. Why? After all, true in his heart, he limits it to today, the promised 11th point, but since he's doing it under coercion, so there's a room there that he doesn't mean to answer it for good, that he means to answer it only for the duration of the day. So it's only mutar when it's under coercion, but if the tax collector has the right to take it, it's not under coercion. It's not under coercion. He has the right to grab it. So then it would be voluntarily. So how do we do it? So we came as our own Lord, and the Homer who moves in. She shall trumo, she shall be smaller, half a pishin shall trumo, half a pishin shall meller, who the moves in the Mashmuel, in a mouth who said, Nay, I'm a family of Akan and Mashmuel, the Mucha Shemi Kitzro, the Rabbiana Amre, the Mucha Shemi Melo. Now, Kapashioma, all of a sudden, a new text. So far, we didn't get it. Now Rav Asher, Gemara Nidorim, doesn't mention Rav Asher. Gemara Nidorim doesn't mention Rav Asher. So, Rav Asher Omar, B'muchesah, Tanya, Yisroel, Yuknan. Now, the Gro, the Vira Gro, in Shin Samachah says, that the Rambam was not Geiris Deitanye, but the Rambam was Geiris Rabashama B'muchas Akum. And Tanye Yisroel V'Akum Shebo Udin Imat Yochel Yizakir V'Din Yisroel Zakir V'Meyolei Kar Dinein V'Din Yakum Zakiru V'Meyolei Kar Dineichem V'Lav Bo'imolot Bakikim Yidol Rabbi Shmuel. What our jealousy is now, the Rambam paskins that I'm a Friach is a Meches, is a Gaza. He's a Gaza. He's even any success. Whether it's a Sigzor or a Chesham Keneo, it doesn't make any difference. It's a Nisakzele. So in the postulations, according to Rambam. So, but some Mele. The cross says that the Rambam is not given as the Dalit. Just Omar Shmuel, Omar Hanin, Bakhan, Omar Shmuel. No. Rabashi Omar, Bimuches Akum. Then Tanya, Tzimusonye, it has nothing to do with what the Noah said before. Noah said. Alright. Bimuches Akum. But our guess, the guess of most of the Shemin is not like the Rambam. Is daytime. You see, one dalet makes such a difference. The Tanya, Yisroel Akum Shebodin Matiyoch Takim, Yisroel Zakeu, Vemelei Kardinenu, Vineyakum Zakeu, Vemelei Kardinchem, Vinlav Boinel of Bakikim, Dimere Mishmoel, Rabakivei Meirein Boinel of Bakikim, Vinikidu Shashem. So what is Allah? If Yisroel Nenakum, now here it's written Knan, but Knani is not the right word that was put in by the censorship. But prior to the censorship, so it wasn't written Yisroel Vigoyishep only, but Yisroel Vigoyishep. Akum doesn't mean Goy, it doesn't mean Gentile. Akum means an Igdalud and a pagan. A pagan. So again, the Sontino didn't translate the Gemara properly. And that causes the Hashem, because Sontino translated a Jew and a Gentile who come before a rabbinical court. You see, the Rambam says only by, I mean it's Muchach from the Gemara, but the Rambam also mentions the Rambam, only in the Galilee, not a Goy who is not a pagan, who is not a with the Yatesha, doesn't mean Yatesha Mamesh, who recovered the translation as you know, means any non-pagan good. So it should have been translated Israel, Jew, and the pagan. But they translated join the Gentile. That's what caused the Chilashem. That's what caused the Chilashem. And when Sontino had a problem, there was one man who happens to be an Allah Harid. Well, he did something that is not allowed. And doesn't it happen that Allah Harid sometimes, by mistake, do something wrong? So then, rabbinical organizations made statements. They put in Chiran because he republished, he made slight changes, and he repowered. And he happens to be a very fine Jew. A very fine Jew. Powered. So, why? Because in order to protect the interests of Sontino. Alright, anyway. So, that Yisroel V'Akum, who on account of the censorship, so they put in Knanians. So Yisroel V'Akum Shebom Udin, Im Ati Yochel Yizakeyu, Yisroel Zakeyu, V'Melei Kardineinu, B'Gen Yakum Zakeyu, the male Kardinchem, the love going all of Baki in Dil Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva in the rainbow of Baki. So, one of the is that if the Israel has its roots within Israel, so then the best deal passed in the comes in Israel. And you tell that one, Kardinchem. In other words, it obviously has reference to a case where the Akum submits in Israel. So they tell him, Kavane, but if the Yisrael has a school in Nehem, and Lakum agrees to submit to the decision of the Bez Nishal Yisrael, in their discretion. So they'll say, we want to render the decision in accordance with your deen, with your code. I mean, that is reference to Akum that is published at the Lord, the Lord Yom Shoyim says. So then, they can do it. So that's all right. The question is, suppose the Yisrael as Rashi points out, Rashi doesn't say it so explicitly, but the Marjam Shoshoyim will come in, is indicted on Rashi's Roshan, that this halacha only applies when the Yisrael is the defendant, is the nitva, and the Akum, the Chavim, the pagan Gentile, is the Tveya. I'm saying pagan because that applies only to the Chavim. We have to be truthful and not to misrepresent the Dawah. So, but if the Jehovah, if the Israel is the defendant, is the Nitva, and the Jehovah is the Tveya, is the Tveya. So then when it's a question of course, of us, it's not a question of collecting, of the Israel collecting from the Jehovah, but it's a question of the Jehovah collecting from the Israel. So then, according to Rashi, the Yom Kippur, I mean Shaf, it follows from the Gemara. So then it is Mutar. But suppose the Israel is the plaintiff, that they are, then Betzin has no right to render a judgment in favor of the Israel, so that the Israel will be able to collect from the Israel. It's only when it's a question of course, of what's it, of not paying something that is due, but not when it's a question of collecting when it's not due. Then it's given malish. So then there is no end. Alright. Now that's important. Suppose that Israel has no schools either within Israel or within Yaakov. So then Rabbi Shmuel says that Besni is allowed to go Bakifin the Chokmah, Hachepitrins and Israel. Hachepitrins and Israel. Throughout this. How is that allowed according to Rabbi Shmuel? I mean, that involves Neves das Abrias, and Neves das Abrias, Neves das Abrias is also now, and the Kveidia and the Hagolis. I don't have the Hagolis in front of me. Oh yeah, I'm Kirish and Mishnayis. You see, there was the Mishachas Nida here. The Kveiz Mishne Zayin, the Kaelin. So the Kveidia tells you to look it up, you see. But it seems that the big scholars in Sumtino did not bother to look up the Pirush HaMishnah in Kehil, you see. They just translated it like this, you see, to consecrate Hashem. So anyway,